Today is the first day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to throw open the gates and walk into this brand new month together. Today is the 213th day of our journey. 213 days into this year, 152 days to go. So we are well underway. And I'm excited. Excited to step into a brand new month together, take the next step forward together, and our next step will lead us back to where we left off, and that happens to be 2 Chronicles. Today, chapters 30 and 31. Then Hezekiah sent word throughout all Israel and Judah, and he also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh to come to the Lord's temple in Jerusalem to observe the Passover of the Lord, the God of Israel. For the king and his officials and the entire congregation in Jerusalem decided to observe the Passover of the Lord in the second month, because they were not able to observe it at the appropriate time. Not enough of the priests had consecrated themselves, and the people hadn't been gathered together in Jerusalem. The proposal pleased the king and the congregation, so they affirmed the proposal and spread the message throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, to come to observe the Passover of the Lord, the God of Israel, in Jerusalem, for they hadn't observed it often, as prescribed. So the couriers went throughout Israel and Judah with letters from the hand of the king and his officials, and according to the king's command, saying, "Israelites, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, so that he may return to those of you who remain, who have escaped the grasp of the kings of Assyria. Don't be like your ancestors and your brothers who were unfaithful to the Lord, the God of their ancestors, so that he made them an object of horror, as you yourselves see. Don't become obstinate now like your ancestors did. Give your allegiance to the Lord and come to his sanctuary that he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God so that he may turn his burning anger away from you. For when you return to the Lord, your brothers and your sons will receive mercy in the presence of their captors and will return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful. He will not turn his face away from you if you return to him." The couriers traveled from city to city in the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, as far as Zebulun. But the inhabitants laughed at them and mocked them. But some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also, the power of God was at work in Judah to unite them to carry out the command of the king and his officials by the word of the Lord. A very large assembly of people was gathered in Jerusalem to observe the festival of unleavened bread in the second month. They proceeded to take away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and they took away the incense altars and threw them into the Kidron Valley. They slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and Levites were ashamed, and they consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the Lord's temple. They stood at their prescribed posts according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests splattered the blood received from the Levites, for there were many in the assembly who had not consecrated themselves. And so the Levites were in charge of slaughtering the Passover lambs for every unclean person to consecrate the lambs to the Lord. A large number of people, many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, were ritually unclean, yet they had eaten the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah had interceded for them, saying, "May the good Lord provide atonement on behalf of whoever sets his whole heart on seeking God, the Lord, the God of his ancestors, even though not according to the purification rules of this sanctuary." So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The Israelites who were present in Jerusalem observed the festival of unleavened bread 7 days with great joy, And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day after day with loud instruments. Then Hezekiah encouraged all the Levites who performed skillfully before the Lord. They ate at the appointed festival for 7 days, sacrificing fellowship offerings and giving thanks to the Lord, the God of their ancestors. The whole congregation decided to observe 7 more days. So they observed 7 days with joy, for King Hezekiah of Judah contributed 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep for the congregation. Also, the officials contributed 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep for the congregation, and many priests consecrated themselves. Then the whole assembly of Judah, with the priests and Levites, the whole assembly that came from Israel, the resident aliens who came from the land of Israel, and those who were living in Judah, rejoiced. There was great rejoicing in Jerusalem, for nothing like this was known since the days of Solomon, son of David, the king of Israel. Then the priests and the Levites stood to bless the people, and God heard them, and their prayers came into his holy dwelling place in heaven. When all this was completed, all Israel who had attended went out to the cities of Judah and broke up the sacred pillars, chopped down the Asherah poles, and tore down the high places and altars throughout Judah and Benjamin, as well as in Ephraim and Manasseh, to the last one. Then all the Israelites returned to their cities, each to his own possession. Hezekiah reestablished the divisions of the priests and Levites for the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, for ministry, for giving thanks, and for praise in the gates of the camp of the Lord, each division corresponding to his service among the priests and Levites. The king contributed from his own possessions for the regular morning and evening burnt offerings, the burnt offerings of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, and of the appointed feasts, as written in the law of the Lord. He told the people who lived in Jerusalem to give a contribution for the priests and Levites so that they could devote their energy to the law of the Lord. When the word spread, the Israelites gave liberally of the best of the grain, new wine, fresh oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought in an abundance, a tenth of everything. As for the Israelites and Judahites who lived in the cities of Judah, they also brought a tenth of the herds and flocks, and a tenth of the dedicated things that were consecrated to the Lord their God. They gathered them into large piles. In the 3rd month, they began building up the piles, and they finished in the 7th month. When Hezekiah and his officials came and viewed the piles, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the priests and Levites about the piles. The chief priest Azariah of the household of Zadok answered him, "Since they began bringing the offerings to the Lord's temple, we have been eating and are satisfied, and there is plenty left over because the Lord has blessed his people. This abundance is what is left over." Hezekiah told them to prepare chambers in the Lord's temple, and they prepared them. The offering, the tenth, and the dedicated things were brought faithfully. Conaniah the Levite was the officer in charge of them, and his brother Shimei was second. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nahath, Asael, Jeremot, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Maath, and Benaiah were deputies under the authority of Conaniah and his brother Shimei, by appointment of King Hezekiah and of Azariah, the chief official of God's temple. Kor, son of Imnah the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was over the freewill offerings to God to distribute the contribution to the Lord and the consecrated things. Eden, Meniamin, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, in the cities of the priests, were to distribute it faithfully under his authority to their brothers by divisions, whether large or small. In addition, they distributed it to males registered by genealogy 3 years old and above, to all who would enter the Lord's temple for their daily duty, for their service and their responsibilities according to their divisions. They distributed also to those recorded by genealogy of the priests, by their ancestral families, and the Levites, 20 years old and above, by their responsibilities in their divisions. To those registered by genealogy, with all their dependents, wives, sons, and daughters, of the whole assembly, for they had faithfully consecrated themselves as holy. And to the descendants of Aaron, the priests, in the common fields of their cities, in each and every city. There were men who were registered by name to distribute a portion to every male among the priests and to every Levite recorded by genealogy. Hezekiah did this throughout all Judah. He did what was good and upright and true before the Lord his God. He was diligent in every deed that he began in the service of God's temple, in the instruction and the commands, in order to seek his God, and he prospered. Romans 15, 1 through 22. Now, we who are strong have an obligation to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not to please ourselves. Each one of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself. On the contrary, as it is written, "The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me." For whatever was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that we may have hope through endurance and through the encouragement from the Scriptures. Now may the God who gives endurance and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one mind and one voice. Therefore welcome one another, just as Christ also welcomed you to the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a servant of the circumcised on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promises to the fathers, and so that Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, and I will sing praise to your name." Again, it says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples praise him." And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will appear, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. The Gentiles will hope in him." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, I myself am convinced about you that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. Nevertheless, I have written to remind you more boldly on some points because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, serving as a priest of the gospel of God. God's purpose is that the Gentiles may be an acceptable offering, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to boast in Christ Jesus regarding what pertains to God. For I would not dare say anything except what Christ has accomplished through me by word and deed for the obedience of the Gentiles, by the power of miraculous signs and wonders, and by the power of God's Spirit. As a result, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum. My aim is to preach the gospel where Christ has not been named, so that I will not build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, "Those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand." That is why I have been prevented many times from coming to you. Psalm 25, 1 through 15. Dependence on the Lord. Of David. Lord, I appeal to you. My God, I trust in you. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies gloat over me. No one who waits for you will be disgraced. Those who act treacherously without cause will be disgraced. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long. Remember, Lord, your compassion and your faithful love, for they have existed from antiquity. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my acts of rebellion. In keeping with your faithful love, remember me because of your goodness, Lord. The Lord is good and upright. Therefore, he shows sinners the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the Lord's ways show faithful love and truth to those who keep his covenant and decrees. Lord, for the sake of your name, forgive my iniquity, for it is immense. Who is this person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. He will live a good life, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he reveals his covenant to them. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he will pull my feet out of the net. Proverbs 20, 13-15. Don't love sleep, or you will become poor. Open your eyes, and you'll have enough to eat. It's worthless. It's worthless, the buyer says. But after he is on his way, he gloats. There is gold and a multitude of jewels, but knowledgeable lips are a rare treasure. Okay, so yesterday in the book of Romans, we were discussing unity, uniformity, harmony, and judging each other. And since each day we pick up where we left off, we're continuing with that discussion today. But whereas yesterday the examples were, you know, which food can you or can you not eat? Which days should you not fast? Which days are holy and should be observed as such? Which days are not? Today he talks about people, Gentile people. Because really what we're talking about here from yesterday and today and judging one another and dividing ourselves up into camps is a discussion about who gets to be in. And when it comes to the early church, that was an issue. In Paul's time, the church era that we are in right now was just beginning. We're 2,000 years into the future. Right now we have like a plethora of choices for worship style, music style, teaching style, as well as like doctrinal and theological camps that we would call denominations. We have like a buffet of choices. In Paul's time, all of this infrastructure hadn't been established yet, and it's a bit more of the wild frontier, with one of the dominating questions being who gets to be in, who's included. And in the letter to the Romans, Paul's laying out an argument that anybody who believes, even if they're not Jews, are included. So we can look at that now and go, duh, but that's not how it was then. This is a major issue and not everybody was on board. It was a heated disagreement. For Jewish believers, Jesus was their Messiah. This is not a new story. Jesus is the Savior of the Jews, a continuation of the story of God's chosen people. And so, yes, people can come into that camp, but they would need to convert to Judaism and lead a Hebrew lifestyle and live inside that culture and follow Jesus within that context to be included as a God-fearing Gentile. which is not something that Paul wouldn't have understood. As a trained Pharisee, he would have understood it very well, and we know he was extraordinarily committed to that way of thinking because he was trying to stamp out the name of Jesus from the earth. But after Paul met Jesus, he realized something way bigger was going on, and that Jesus was not only the savior of the Jews, but the savior of the world. And so I quote from Paul, "Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them." So today, like, we're not wrestling with this issue that was a massive issue, because at this point in the world, the Christian faith is almost entirely Gentile. But the underlying issue of who gets to be included is still with us. And it comes out in the ways that Paul was discussing in yesterday's reading, in the ways that we judge each other. And so if we drill into all this, we find that what we're being invited to consider is, can a person who believes in, who loves Jesus, who believes, but differs from me on my theology, or does things and behaves in a way that I think is wrong or isn't representing Jesus or is sin, can that person still be a Christian? And what we realize from Paul is we're not the judge of that. We will all stand before God individually. We need to keep our eyes on our own lives, making sure that we aren't contradicting our own convictions, rather than keeping our eyes on everyone else's lives, trying to get them to adhere to our convictions. And so, to sum this all up into a posture that Paul gives us, I quote, "Now may the God who gives endurance and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one mind and one voice." And so, Father, that's what we ask for, that we would glorify you with one mind and one voice in all of our diversity and all of our stories. The only thing that can unite us like this is the mind of Christ. And may we set our affection, our attention, our intention, and our heart's desire on you, keeping our eyes on the love story that we get to tell together, and refraining from being consumed by everyone else's story and all of our opinions and judgments about them. Come, Holy Spirit, and set us free. Free to be who we are, who we were created to be, that we might glorify you in the earth, that all might know. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website, and it's where you can find out what's happening around here. And like I say most days, the app does all of that and a lot more. And you can download it free from the app store that's connected to your device. So check that out. Check out the different sections, like the Daily Audio Bible Shop. That's where you can find like the special edition snapback hats, the blue, the navy ones and white ones. Some of my favorite. That's my favorite one so far. But we've been bringing out a different edition each quarter, and so those are available. The new Daily Audio Bible Kids shirts are available in the lifestyle section, so check it out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you, humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. But the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian, and I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Dabas. This is God's Chosen from Georgia. We are almost towards the end of the month of July, and we have just 3 days to enter into a new month. And today I would like to say a short prayer of gratitude. God has helped us to navigate through this July, and He has brought us safely towards the end of the month. Our God is always faithful, and He will never deny Himself, according to 2 Timothy 2:13. As long as there is life within us, there will always be hope. We do not need to be confused, and we do not need to be afraid of the future. God is always there for us. He said, "I will not leave you nor forsake you," according to Hebrews 13:5. Our hope and our confidence is in Him. So all we need to do is know that our faith in Him will not be in vain. These are the things that we need to know. Father, we come before you today to say thank you for navigating through this month of July with each and every one of us. No matter the challenges that we have dealt with, we have found you faithful. You have been there. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, as we look forward to starting a new month in a couple of days. Father, we come back to say thank you. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for all the good things that you have planted in our lives. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for healing that has taken place. Thank you for provision. Thank you for all the needs that we pray for on this prayer community. May your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good afternoon, y'all. This is Intertwined in God's Love, and I am just getting ready to pull into the jail, my home for the next 3 weekends. Very nervous, very sad. I know you are all here with me in spirit, and I appreciate your prayers. I know that when they shut the door on me, I know God's going to be there with me. I totally would covet your prayers. Love you all.
Hello. I'm going to go by the username Walk By Faith. I've been listening for 3 years, but this is my first time calling, and I have a prayer request. I would like to pray for my mom. Her name is Pamela. She has struggled with alcohol for a long time, and I'm not completely sure if she still is, as I'm not living with her and she's very secretive, but she is just a mess. She has a lot of health problems and anxiety and depression, and she's extremely depressed and wants to have a very good relationship with my sister and I, yet she treats us really bad. And we've tried to help her, we've tried to get her the help she needs, and we've tried speaking truth to her, but she's in denial. And no matter what we do or say, it's always a fight and always negative and toxic. And it's just so hard to have a relationship with her because she treats me so poorly. And it's just really confusing emotions, feeling love and anger and sadness all at the same time. And I would just love to see God save her. She does claim to be a Christian and love the Lord, but with her choices, I don't know how she could. But yeah, if you could just please pray that she would have open eyes and open ears, and that she would get healing and just see the truth and receive the truth, and for our relationships to be restored. Thank you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. I do pray that you all are doing well and just continuing in the Word and letting it speak to you. It is Saturday, July 29th. I am working today, but I've been home a lot, listening to the Word and really trying to go in depth in the Word. The Holy Spirit has just really beat me up with Romans, and today, Romans 12. I think I called in about this, but I ended a 3.5 year relationship with a guy that I thought was the one, and he had hid his feelings from me and so forth, and yeah. So in my humanness, it's so easy to focus on what he did and didn't do, and those around him, what they did and didn't do. Man, Romans 12 really spoke to me today. So I woke up this morning, prayed before I got out of bed, and I asked the Lord to just speak to me in the Word, as I do every day. But today he really spoke to me. I love you all, and I know I'm not the only one going through this. So, as we walk through life, this is so hard to practice, but it's so necessary. I love you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and keep loving each other, and let Him do what He does best. The Holy Spirit can do it better.